As we're beginning this CD on hypnotic language, let's begin with the end in mind. The end is to create an altered state of mind in order to be able to use that to help people make changes or to persuade and influence them to do certain things. Now, this altered state of mind is a kind of special state of awareness in which people focus on some ideas or thoughts to the exclusion of others. You see, there's an old adage that what you focus on exclusively becomes real. In the world of hypnosis, where the will and the imagination conflict, the imagination will always win out. And this will be an important theme that we'll develop as this course continues. Now, language is our main tool when learning how to alter someone's state of mind, and we'll be using language in order to begin to direct the focus to the kind of outcomes that you have in mind. Remember that the focus of attention was the very first thing that early hypnotists discovered caused hypnotic trance. So your first tool, your first task, is to grab someone's attention and focus it. Then you can take them on a journey into trance. As you take people through these journeys, remember that you want them to focus on the kind of thoughts and ideas that will lead them to the kinds of conclusions that you have in mind. Be that being therapeutic, helping someone make changes, learn more easily, or buy something. Remember always that your purpose is to use language to focus their attention on those kinds of thoughts or ideas to the exclusion of anything else. When that happens, you'll be sure to get the result you want.